Welcome to the Heartbreak Kids Podcast, where we explore what connects us all in our yoga practice and in our lives. This is where I talk to people about their stories, who they are, what they've been through, and where they're going. And in this podcast, that's what we explore. I believe deep down inside, we're all connected, which explains why we bring ourselves to the top of our mat every day. Welcome to the Heartbreak Kids. So welcome to the next edition of the Heartbreak Kids. I'm here with Michalina Stampion. And, you know, we met on social media and she came to my workshop in Berlin a few years ago. And from there, I mean, she's been to Columbus. We've really kind of grown into like sort of a friendship, teacher-student relationship, something like that. And so currently I'm in Oxford, England, and we're just coming off of like an awesome weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great. It was the first workshop that she ever basically put together, and she did an amazing job with it. And so I want to have her, thank you for being on the show, but I also want to have you really kind of explain like who you are and like what your story is and all that stuff. And I just kind of want to get into the nitty gritty details of all of this stuff. So thank you for being on the show, and let's,
thank you for having me.
Yeah. And so let's just get started. So what, you know, tell us a little bit about your background.
So I started practice when I was still in Poland, because right now, since almost 3 years, I live here in Oxford, England. But when I started practice, I was living in Poland and I was running a lot that time and also have a daily job, which started very early in the morning. It was like started about like 7 o'clock in the morning. So 3 p.m. I was off the work and I was running like crazy that time, but it wasn't enough for me.
I mean, running like actually
running like actually jogging. And I feel that my body, you know, is getting a bit more stiff and sore. And I was looking for something like less boring, because in some point, like running started like being boring. So, like going outside and do, you know, like running.
Yeah, it wasn't doing it for you anymore.
I didn't want to, like, you know, my goal wasn't like a marathon or something like that. It was like keep me in shape and like go for a run.
Yeah. And clear your headspace, or
yeah, and clear my headspace as well. But when I started doing that, I hate it. I literally hate running.
Why did you keep doing it then? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm kind of like this person that I'm like, when, you know, when I start doing something, I just want like to end it. So I was like, start from like 2 kilometers. And then I said, okay, let's just like do 5 kilometers. And then I was fine with 5 kilometers. And I was like, okay, my dad was a triathlonist.
Okay.
And, you know, and for the few years. And I was like, okay, so let's just make it 10 kilometers. And I was starting doing that.
Yeah.
And it was fine for, you know, and fun for a while. But then I was like, okay, it's only running.
Yeah.
So.
Did you run outside on treadmills?
No, I was running outside. Okay. I don't like to run on in the gym or, you know, in the closed space. I was like enjoying running outside.
It's hard to do in the winter when you're like. You
know. I was running in the winter as well, which was kind of like.
You're committed.
That's why I even asked you this morning if, you know, your wife is like going outside and run, because I feel it's kind of like difficult. But yeah, anyway, it's like I was like looking for something else, and everyone was telling this yoga thing. I was like, I've never tried that before. And I found on Groupon this pass for 2 months, unlimited, you know, unlimited 2 pass months for yoga. And I was like, let's do that. Let's try. It's like,
sure.
And I went to a studio in Łódź when I was currently living. And I remember that I heard before about Ashtanga yoga, but the lady in the reception, when I asked her about Ashtanga yoga, she said, no, it's for really advanced yoga, you know, students. So you need to practice yoga for a while to go to this class. Because I haven't, you know, I had no clue about that.
Of course.
Okay. So I went to had a yoga class, and I remember that I thought that it was kind of easy class for me. I was always flexible. I kind of like, you know, it wasn't a challenge for me. So To be honest, I wasn't even enjoying that much.
Yeah.
And, but I was like, okay, that was my first lesson. So.
Wait, was it intense or was it pretty easy going?
I think it was easy going.
Okay.
I remember that there were like a couple of like older people and the class wasn't very advanced. It wasn't very heavy.
Was the class busy?
Yeah, it was busy. It was busy, but it was easy. Yeah. So it's like, and I remember that, okay, like give it a try another time. And I went to second class and then the girl who showed up, she was a Ashtanga yoga teacher over there in this school on the time. And I remember that she made something ridiculous for me. She put a bandage over her eyes.
Over everyone's eyes.
And she made us practice like we were blind. And I was like, that was a challenge.
Yeah.
It wasn't Ashtanga class. It was Hatha yoga class. But yeah, it was like some kind of like, you know, completely another experience for me.
Wow.
And I found it really difficult. And I remember that she was telling about that, do the warrior pose. And because that was only my second class, I had no clue how the warrior pose looks like. I was just like, put my legs in my hands like a boxer pose.
Yeah.
And she started laughing and she said, yeah, you need to come to my to my class. I teach Ashtanga yoga.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I thought that it's only for advanced yogi. And she said, no, just...
It's for everyone.
That's for... Just this for everyone. Just come. And I started just doing only Ashtanga. I was like, for first few months, I was mixing this with Hatha yoga as well, because she is also a Hatha yoga teacher. So I was like, kind of like mixing two styles. But that was my beginning.
Yeah. So, I mean, you pretty much started with Ashtanga yoga. I mean, that wasn't a long period that you were doing Hatha yoga, right?
No. I was mixing this for a couple of
months.
And
this is in Łódź, Poland?
Łódź, Poland. Oh, yeah. And, you know, there... That time, because I think that right now there's kind of like more traditional Mysore program, like Mysore, you know, that time it was only like lead class. Mm-hmm. So I started practice Ashtanga, like going to class when someone's like doing the first series or half of first series. So I found it right, like, you know, really difficult.
Yeah.
Because for...
Well, it is hard.
And for someone who like... It's so weak, especially, you know, has no strength in arms, like doing chaturanga.
Yeah. I mean, you felt like you were that weak?
I was weak. I've got stronger legs, but my shoulders, my hands was really weak. I couldn't hold chaturanga for the first few weeks. So I was like always landing on the floor and was like,
Belly flopping.
Yeah.
No belly flopping anymore.
Yeah, I know. And... Yeah, but I didn't stop. It's like
I kept going. I mean, did you do it every day or did you do it part of the time?
I was doing yoga every day. I got to the point when I was doing six classes or seven classes a week and I have still Sunday off because sometimes I practice twice a day. Which was
Ashtanga classes? Ashtanga
and Hatha yoga, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Because my body was completely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why did you go after it like the way that you went after it? I mean, why would you do that? Like, why? Or also, why would you run like 10K? You know, like what was behind that? What were you running from? or what were you practicing?
So I wasn't running from anything, but I just, you know, I was like, I like doing it, and I was like giving myself another goals and another boundaries that I can like cross. But with yoga, behind all my practice is the story that we probably going to talk a lot today, that I fell in love with the teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she fell back in love with me. So because she's got like all these classes for the whole week,
yeah.
I was like attending actually every single one.
Because you fell in love with her.
Yeah, and
this
I also
the first te- this is the person
that was my yeah that here. Was that was the first teacher, that was my first yoga and the first Ashtanga teacher.
Wow.
Yeah, and we were in a kind of like very difficult relationship, and it was hard because I started falling in love with Ashtanga yoga, like, you know, I fall in love with her, but I also fall in love with practice, and when things just start, you know, like messed up, like messing up, and we were just starting being more apart with my teacher, I still was in love with the practice.
Yeah.
So after a year, I stopped like attending her classes.
Because you guys are kind of like on the outs?
Yeah, we have really complicated and hard relationship.
Okay.
And yeah, it was almost like I couldn't let go. It was like almost 3 years when I was actually addicted to a person.
You were addicted to her.
I was addicted to her.
I mean, so the practice and then the teacher, like you started realizing that you were kind of chasing her instead of chasing the yoga, or you felt like you were kind of chasing both, and the yoga made it like not okay to do that anymore or something like that?
No, it wasn't like that. I was chasing, I wasn't chasing teacher, and I wasn't chasing like practice. It was like the two very like,
they're the same thing.
The same thing comes in the same time.
Mm.
And then in one point, like, I've got a difficulty with the teacher, but I didn't want to stop the practice. So for a while, I was attending still her classes, even if that wasn't, you know, easy for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to the point that I needed to decide it. Do I really want to do this longer?
Yoga? Or the relationship?
No, the relationship is the other thing, but do I really want to do yoga with her? Even if she's an amazing teacher, she's a really good teacher. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't decide it. Like, I couldn't let go. It was like, for a while I was like attending this class.
Why couldn't you let go? I don't understand.
Because every time, you know, when I tried to leave, she was doing something to keep me staying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was changing her behavior for short time, like trying to, like, you know, show me that she cares and all that stuff, and I was like giving her another chance, and then something happened and we still, like, you know, we were in the same point.
Yeah.
And I was a different person that time too.
Tell me about that person.
So I think that I spoke about it with my therapist one time, that my father left us when I was 14 years old. And he was the most important person that time in my life. We were doing everything together. Like, me and my mom, we've got this kind of like relation that she was preparing our dinners, like putting us to bed. But all this stuff that actually create my character was coming from him. And one day he just come in and he said, "I'm leaving you."
He said that to you or to your mom?
Actually, first he said this to my mom, and this is something that I've never forgot, because I heard their conversation through my doors, and I heard her crying, like, she was, like, you know, devastated when he told her that he's leaving. And then he was, like, the next day, he sat with me, and he said, "I fall in love with the other person, and I'm leaving." And for me, it was, like, my heart just...
Yeah,
break, like,
seems like a similar thing. I mean, I had that conversation too.
yeah. So that's why when I read your book, I feel like that we have some things
in alignment with one another.
Yeah,
and that's a very difficult situation.
It's especially for a young girl.
Yeah. Did you stay with your mom?
I stay with my mom. Yeah, I stay with my mom. He was he makes promise in the beginning that, oh, you know, when I like make my own space in wood, so I'm gonna, you know, take you with me. But I'm glad that he didn't do that.
Yeah.
I needed to, like, when he left, actually, I need to grow up, like, immediately. Yeah. And I've got the young 14.
Okay.
And my brother is 5 years younger than me. And I remember my mom, she was completely messed. Completely. She was like, she couldn't eat. She was really depressed. And the worst thing was that we haven't got this connection between us, because she was only the person who was like, you know, that was my mom, but we never been so close together.
Yeah.
And then I saw her, I was like, you know, looking at her, and I felt responsible for what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I was so close with my dad, I felt responsible for what he'd actually done in some point. And I think that from there, I started, like, taking care of everyone around me except myself.
Yeah.
And because my mom was, like, you know, the victim of this whole situation, that was, like, they got divorced 12 years after my father left. So they were still married. My father was living with the other woman. Mm-hmm. Then he broke up with her and he was in a different relationship. And they still were, you know, married on the paper. Like at the beginning, like was like 3 days a week when my father was like coming to our house, was eating dinner with us, whom my mom prepared for him. And it was something so wrong for us because it was like, I didn't know anymore if I want him in my life or if he's actually present in my life.
Yeah.
Or if he's not, because he was like showing up from time to time. And then he was like completely disappeared, like doing his own stuff.
How long did that last? Like
a couple of years, actually. Like my whole high school actually was like that. It was like 3-4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we went through really like, you know, difficult time with my dad. It was like, we have few serious arguments when after that we haven't talked to each other for months.
Yeah. And so do you have a relationship with him today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it good?
Right now. Yeah. Right now. Yeah. Right now is good. I think that he understands a few things. Like we've changed, like, you know, we accept that, okay, he's got all, you know, another life, but he's starting like acting that he actually cares.
Yeah.
And he changed his behavior. Like he wasn't like showing only to punish us for the things that we haven't done for a week.
Right.
He was trying more to be like supportive and, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me the connection between like what you just told me and the yoga teacher that you're talking about.
So I think that the connection is that because my mom couldn't let go what happened with my dad, I think that looking at her and like learning from her, for me, was something that time for me was normal. That even if someone like, you know, doing something bad to you and saying something bad to you, but you said that you love someone, you have to stay.
Hmm.
Like, you know, even if this person is mean to you, you just like...
And she was mean to you?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Like, not like my, you know, as my yoga teacher. Yeah, she was mean.
As your partner or whatever.
As my partner, yeah. Yeah. It was like, there was also another girl in this whole triangle. And yeah, that was like... That was a really toxic relationship.
And you also said that you were kind of taking care of her too? Like,
I wasn't taking care of her. No, no.
But she changed her behavior and you like let her continue to have a relationship with you.
Yeah.
And then she'd mess up again. Yeah.
It was like we have all the time for like a few years. We have, you know, this conversation that I was going, it was fine for a while. Then there was, you know, something happened. I felt unhappy. And I was talking to her and she was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to change it. And then for a couple of times, like for a couple of days or weeks was fine. And then she was like doing something again. It was like this, you know, roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like
that just totally sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sucks. And it's like sucking all the energy and joyful from you. And yeah. I couldn't let go for at the beginning.
You couldn't let go because like,
because I was still in love with her.
Yeah. And it kind of felt like your dad or whatever.
Yeah, that too. I was like, at the beginning, I was scared that if I lose her, I'm going to lose my practice. Like, I lose my teacher.
Like you didn't feel like you were disciplined enough?
No, I didn't feel that I'm ready to do my practice, like my own practice, my home practice. I, you know, it's hard. It's like...
You're telling me.
especially when you begin, you know, when you're a beginner. And
doing the home practice in the beginning, it's super difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to learn how to do that. I don't have a problem with discipline. It's not like that. It's like, it's this energy that you missed.
Yeah.
When you start with people around and they makes you like, you like, you know, sharing this energy, which makes you actually growing. And then this everything stop. You're just like starting practice at home. And all these thoughts like you have, like, you know, just like flying around your head and they're just like starting attacking you. That was my feeling that time. Like when I started my own practice, it was quiet. It was at home.
Yeah.
And everything was like, you know, like, and yeah, and I couldn't stand it. But I said, okay, I don't care. I just need to go. Like, I just need to keep doing it. And I was doing it home alone for more than a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But you know, it's I was depressed all the time. I was really unhappy. And even if I like, you know, push her back and we actually have created this really long distance between the two of us, I still had Luna at the back of my head that it's not finished. It's not end.
Mm-hmm.
And funny story that it's not funny, but one time in my life, that time, one person showed up, really important person for me,
mm-hmm.
The person which like right now I'm in relationship with. And I wasn't ready for that. I was pushing her away all the time. It's like I was so scared that I'm going to hurt her because I hadn't done this, like, you know, I haven't closed it.
Closure or whatever.
Yeah. And we were just seeing each other for a while, but then I left and I decided to move out. And because my friends was living in Oxford, it was really easy for me to just move in here. And I was like staying with them for a while.
Yeah. And so you went from Łódź all the way to...
Yeah. I went from Poland, from Łódź straight to Oxford.
Oxford.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a weird place to end up at, but if you had friends, it makes more sense for sure.
Yeah.
You know, this town is beautiful, like big buildings and castles and churches and things like that. I didn't really expect it. Harry Potter-ish, you know, like pretty amazing. But so, I mean, why you had friends, but did you have a job?
No, I left my job in Poland. I just like, you know, I left everything over there. Just one day I was just... I was sitting at home and, that was a moment that I was scared and I thought, okay, I need to do something because otherwise it's going to end really bad.
Yeah.
I was literally sitting with my sofa looking outside the window and I've got a table just next to the window. And, I was just looking outside and I was thinking, maybe I should just open the window and just like walk through and all this shit. And
because was that painful
because it was so painful.
That's like classic codependency.
Yeah It was like last 2 years in Poland was horrible. Was actually horrible.
That's why you don't want to go back.
That's one of the reasons that I want to go back. Like it started like from my teacher, like this relationship, and then like I lost the most important person in my life, like my grandma, who was like you've seen the picture of her. She was like, you know, the best person in my life, and she passed away.
Yeah.
And I spent like last 2 weeks with her in the hospital, like literally sitting next to the bed, like looking her like disappearing. And you know, this experience stays, you know, like they're with you. Like you need to like, you know.
You mean their spirits or just the emotions?
Emotions. And you need to like work hard to you know, to let them go, to deal with them. And for me that time was like, it was too much. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't handle that. Like, it was like, I knew that I need to do something.
Yeah. And, you know, like one of the images that came to my head is like a little, I guess it was sort of a meme, and it said, anything I ever let go of has claw marks in it.
Yeah.
I can totally relate to that. I mean, I don't really let go that much either. I've never had the experience of what you're explaining here, but, you know, there's a certain aspect of, you know, drugs and alcohol and, you know, that behavior and all that stuff. Like, you know, like I'm a habit person, you know, it's like, I don't let go of things very easy. So I totally understand what you're saying.
But the funny thing is, like, right now I can, like, name what happened to me that time. Like, you know, like, I know that I was addicted to something. But that time, I didn't know, you know, I couldn't just, like, name what's going on.
Well, were
like,
you addicted to other things, too? Were you drinking too much? Or were you drugs?
I never used drugs. Okay. Never. I was, like, maybe one, like, two times in my life I tried, like, smoking pot, but because I don't have a sense of smell, it's like I've never, like, you know, feel anything. Mm-hmm. So like I don't even enjoy it, so like I've never was like, you know, interested in.
So it was just like codependency then?
Not only, because when I was really depressed and lots of things happened, I couldn't sleep. And like the easiest way to go to bed was like drinking wine. And, you know, it started
so
from...
So you're a wino?
Oh, yeah, I was that time.
Boxed wine or bottled wine?
No, bottle of wine.
Okay,
but
right.
I was
better than boxed wine.
But I was also very skinny that time because I couldn't eat.
Okay. You so were struggling with eating?
I was struggling with eating.
Like you're talking about like anorexia or, you know, something like that? Or you were just like, you just weren't eating enough or whatever?
I wasn't eating enough. Mm. I was like, I was really, yeah, I wasn't eating enough. And I feel weak. And, you know, when you don't eat, you practice a lot and you drink wine, wow. It's not a...
You start sweating out red stuff.
So
I'm wondering, like, you know, because obviously the story ends well, you know, like you come to the other side and, you know, obviously I know that you're in a relationship now and all
yeah.
that stuff. And, you know, but like, what did you moved to Oxford, but like you started your practice here. Were you doing home practice here?
No. I'm still a home practitioner.
Okay.
So for the last 3 years, I'm only home practitioner.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I'm only attending workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So from time to time, I
go somewhere and learn, get some energy or something.
Yeah, but you know, like since I met you, like actually, it's like you're the only teacher for me. So I'm not like looking around and attending, you know,
yeah.
all the workshop that like happen here in Oxford. It's just like I choose you as my teacher. So like, yeah, I'm like running around, you know, all Europe and go to Ohio to practice
yeah.
with you.
I've been basically. To Europe a lot this year. So, well, okay. So let's talk about like your experience with practice. Did it help with the codependency?
Yeah.
You know, so like you kind of separated yourself from this other girl. Like, I mean, do you feel like you still kind of attach yourself to other people now? Or?
No, that.
You have healthier boundaries or?
Yeah.
Do you feel
lots
like
things change.
Has the yoga helped you take care of yourself better?
Yeah.
How so?
Definitely. Yoga changed my point of view for my life. Definitely. Like, I don't know if you remember that when we first met in Berlin, we actually talk about this after that I was a mess and my practice was a mess.
Yeah, it was definitely a mess.
Yeah. So, because I was a mess. Like, you know, like we talk all the time about this, how practice actually is like reflection of you. Like, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Progress means progress. Scattered means scattered.
Exactly.
You know, like whatever's happening in your life is showing up on your mat.
Yeah. But actually, you were the first person who showed me that, which was like mind blowing. Because for me, before, the practice was practice. It was like I was showing on my mat, I was doing my thing, but I've never got like continue yoga, you know, like outside my mat.
Right.
And then I realized that, and you helped me a lot with that yoga is something much more, and like how you practice, how you put attention, how you're focused, how you, you know, believe in yourself, it works in your life.
Yeah.
And
it definitely translates into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Translate. Yeah.
There's the transference that happens from yoga mat to
exactly
to life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't get that connection. I mean, and you could go as far as like, you know, yamas and niyamas and progress and all that stuff like transfers into your life, you know, because you're putting energy into it or whatever.
Yeah. But so, thanks to this practice, I just become a different person.
So why do you practice? I mean, do you practice for that alone? Like so that you get the transference or feel better? Or?
I practice because right now it's like something like, you know, I don't know if I could live without practice. It's just something that keeps me in shape. Like my mind, like, you know,
body?
Like not a body, like whole me. It's like I was completely falling apart and now it like keeps me in.
Oh, keeps you put together.
Keeps me like, you know, one solid.
And so do you feel like you have emotional like well-being today and emotional health?
I think that it's much better than it was before. I know that I've got like, you know, plenty of things that I need to work on.
I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Exactly.
Whoever says that they don't, you know, it's like,
it's a liar.
They're lying. They're lying.
It's a liar.
Yeah.
But definitely it's like, you know, I can deal with all of the things that was bothering me so much in my past that I couldn't just stand it. And now it's much easier to let them go. It's like even with this workshop that I just organized, it's like, I was, you know, I was stressed because that's something that you're doing for the first time and you taking responsible for you to come in here, for people who are coming here. You want to make it perfect. You want to make it, you know, work for everybody, not only for me.
Sure.
Like, it's I a want
big
you
responsibility.
Big responsibility. And then, you know, there are like things that absolutely out of your control happens, like the weather that we have the first day, like
Oxford got snow.
Snow for the one time a year.
One time a year. And it was the time when I was here. So.
So yeah, and you know, normally like 3 years ago, I was be like, you know, sitting here and I was like probably like crying or whatever. Now it's like, okay, but it's out of my control. It's like,
yeah,
I cannot do anything. It's like I can just focus on things that actually I have a power to change. If I don't have a power to change something, or you know, it's like let it go. It's like, and it, you know, it's related to everything actually in my life right now.
Yeah.
Like when I think that something just like doesn't suit me anymore, I'm just letting it go. It's like walking away. Exactly.
Wow. That's a huge lesson for like someone, you know, if you're telling us like codependency stuff is like a thing. It's, that's a huge lesson.
But like you remember Glasgow. Like I was telling this story even the other day to my student here in Oxford. That was, we were having this Mysore in the morning and I couldn't do drop backs. I was like so scared to drop back. And you were like, why you don't do this? Just do it. Like, you know, helping me, like do it. And I couldn't.
And then one, you would stop halfway back. Yeah.
And one time I asked you like, why it has to be so hard? And you said to me that you have to believe in yourself and you have to let this shit go and then you're going to do it. And for me, it was like literally like you slapped me.
I didn't slap
you. Yeah, but it was like
you, verbal slap.
You verbal slapped me. And I was like thinking, yeah, actually, I need to finally do this because I still have some things inside me that blocked me from doing all these things. And that was the last day of Trini Foundation Challenge. And we were a bunch of people who attend the challenge started telling stories about what happened.
Yeah.
That they start practice, what happened in their life, that the practice changed and all that stuff. And I did it. I told my story and, you know, let go, like for everyone to see this and for everyone to read it. I just like, and I feel free. I felt like someone, like, you know,
light as a feather.
Yeah, that was liberating. Like,
yeah,
it was amazing. And the next day you made me do my first drop back
in front of the room,
in front of the whole room.
Yeah, I remember that was a great workshop too in Glasgow. Yeah, well, that's a pretty powerful story. I mean, you know, it's a big deal to do what you did. And it was a short period of time.
Yeah.
Was... You know, most people suffer much longer, you know, not to like joke about it. But like, I mean, I suffered from 15 to 25 for 10 years, like get my own hands, you know.
I'm surprised, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I am too. It's a short amount of time, really.
Like, it's like last 2 years, I really done like a lot of work to be where I am today.
Yeah. Took a new job. Like,
I've got a new job. Yeah, I start teaching finally.
Workshop, you start teaching. Yeah. Like, you're doing all of these things. It's pretty amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like so much growth. And, you know, like, I'm not here every day. I don't get to talk to you every day and all that stuff. But I definitely feel connected to the things that you're doing. And I feel like, you know, you're a student and it's important, like, the stuff that you're doing and all of that. So it's really amazing. You even came to Columbus. That was like awesome.
Telling me like, come to Columbus. I just needed to go there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had like tears in your eyes the first and last day. It was just like, oh, this is,
I was literally,
it's like a dream come true. Yeah. And just to practice with us and things like that at Ashtanga Yoga Columbus. It was pretty amazing.
You've got amazing community over there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some awesome people, man.
Yeah.
They're dedicated students. There's, you know, people showing up every day and working on their stuff or poses or breath or whatever they're working on. It's
being a part of that, even for, you know, a couple of weeks, it's completely mind-blowing experience.
I mean, you can move to Columbus if you
want. Yeah, we talk about it.
Yeah. And so what do you feel like you're going, like, where are you going forward to? Like, what's next?
My next goal?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would love to teach more. And I definitely would love to, like, learn more about teaching.
Yeah.
It's not only practice right now, but
I want to give it back.
Yeah.
I really want
to give back.
Yeah, right? You got to go to Mysore.
That's my goal for the next year.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Ohio in November to do this forum.
Yeah, the Shtanga Foundation Forum. Yeah, I mean, you should totally come to that too. That'd be amazing. Yeah, you got an awesome, you know, awesome path ahead of you. Why do you, maybe this can be the last question. Like, why do you show up today on your mat? What's your big why?
What's my big why? It's like, I cannot imagine, like, not showing up on my mat. It's like the part of my living is like breathing, actually. It's like, I have to do it. It's like, no matter how tired I am, no matter what's happened, it's a part of my day. It's like, I just need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need to do it.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much for sharing your story and kind of giving us some background. I think really everyone sees you, or at least the Shtanga community sees you on social media. You're pretty active on it. And so, like, you're always posting stuff and, you know, pictures and things like that, and kind of getting some dialogue from that or whatever. But I appreciate you sharing your story, and I appreciate you inviting me to Oxford, and I appreciate you being a part of my community and in my life. Means a lot to me.
So. I really appreciate that you came and we made it together. Yeah. And I really appreciate that all the work that you've done to change my practice and to change me. I'm really grateful. Yeah, it's amazing. And thank you for having me today.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. If you want more information about Ashtanga Yoga, visit ashtangayogacolumbus.com. You can also check out my website, which is taylorhuntyoga.com. See you guys next time.